Rich Sanderson joining us. Good morning, Wimp. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, guys.
Wonderful. From a coaching standpoint, you've been through this before. Explain to our listeners why Alabama's had such an up-and-down season. They beat in Oklahoma, they go on the road and beat Florida, but then they lose to Missouri and the other day to Mississippi State. And just go through that with us.
Well, I think basketball overall for most people is up and down. I think basketball is a highly skilled game where people don't expect you to ever lose a game. North Carolina beats Duke last night. Nobody would have thought that. I think this is a basketball team that's got a bunch of young guys on their team that maybe they play to the crowd, and when the crowd is there in Coleman, they play better for whatever reason. I guess most of us always play better when we're encouraged. And so I guess the crowd encourages them, and they play better because of that. It's not a basketball team that's ever been on the road a whole lot. They play probably the best half against Florida that I've seen the Alabama team play in a long time. My team certainly didn't play that well, and when they scored a 68-50 victory. So I think up and down seasons are something that if you got through talking to Alabama, you wouldn't talk to Auburn particularly because they're only lost two, but you'd talk to a lot of teams in the country that sort of have up and down seasons. You know, and I'll get through with this. Basketball, offensive basketball, is a highly skilled game. It's like golf. It's skilled. And if somebody defends you or for some reason you don't really shoot the basketball that well that night, you're going to get your fannies beat. And I don't think Alabama's got a great outside shooting team. And when they take those shots and don't make them, they get beat.
Wimp Sanderson, our guest here on WNSP. You know, Coach, people always say, yeah, you have to learn to win on the road. Is that the case? And how do you learn how to win on the road except
to
go out there?
I think everybody has lost over the years on the road to some extent. My 87 team did not, and I can't tell you why. We were very good. We won 8 out of 9 on the road and won the tournament again that year. We won 19 out of 21 conference games, but that was an unusual team. Even the team with Sprewell and them didn't do like that. So I don't know. You have to win on the road in order to be really greatly successful, but you're going to find probably a 9-9 team in the league this year going to the NCAA tournament. You'll certainly find a 10-8 team going in. So you have to win on the road, but the automatic goal is to get in the NCAA tournament regardless of what you do. And although your fans get disappointed and disgusted with you, all you have to do is look across the way, and the other team is as good as you are, or better, they wouldn't be playing. It's like I listen to all these football guys. You know, the guys that lined up on the line are playing against somebody on the other line, and as good or better than they are, they wouldn't be playing.
Coach, is this Alabama basketball team an NCAA tournament-bound team?
Yeah, the 5 teams going to the NCAA now, and that's Alabama, Auburn, Florida, Tennessee, and Kentucky. There are 3 other basketball teams that may go. And probably 2 of the 3 will go. I don't think 8 will go out of the league if you had to put a number on it. Or if I had to put a number on it, I'd put the number at 7. The other 3 basketball teams are Arkansas, Texas A&M, and Missouri. 2 of those 3 may go. I don't know for sure. They may go. Mississippi State's not going to go the kind of non-conference schedule they had. Regardless, even though they're 6-5 in the league, they're not going to go. If they do go, then quit asking the rest of the league teams to play a real tough competitive non-conference schedule because they played nobody with the exception of Cincinnati and got beat by Cincinnati. So I'd say, to answer your question, there are 5 that are going right now, and there are 3 others that 2 of the 3 are going, maybe all 3.
So with that said, in your opinion, is the SEC as a conference one of the better leagues in the country? And
I think it is. Yeah, I think the Big 12 is the best.
Yeah.
I think the ACC is next. I mean, the SEC is next. The Big 10 is down. And, you know, I don't know that a 9-9 team will go in this conference. I have seen times that a 9-9 team is gone, provided they played a pretty good non-conference schedule. If Alabama were to end up 9-9, I don't have any idea. They're 6-5 now. We know where they're going to end up. I'm not trying to coach their team. So I think they've got a good shot because of the non-conference games they played. I could be dead wrong. The other factor in this is that when you have a tournament somewhere along the way, there are 32 automatic bids. if you have a tournament where you think a team is going to go, and all of a sudden that team gets beat, and it's only a one bid, it was only a one bid league, they'll get two in, and so that'll take up one of those slots. So it's according to how many times that happens over those 32 automatic bids. When I was coaching, the champion of the SEC was considered to be the tournament champion. Today, I don't think it is. Probably the round-robin champion. And Auburn's in good shape there. They're in good shape for this season. I don't know how good a shape they're in for the future.
When Colin Sexton's out there, the freshman, does Alabama rely too heavily on him?
Well, maybe at times, but I don't think that much. I think at times. I think they did better against Florida. He got the basketball to the open people. Alabama, here's Alabama. If Alabama rebounds defensively and runs with it and gets it to the other end as fast as it can go, then they're a better basketball team. They are a better basketball team. They'll have a hard time with Tennessee. They'll beat Tennessee. But they'll have a hard time with Tennessee. And Rick's a good friend of mine. He worked for me for a year. Because Rick and them will play a different style. But if they get the basketball out and get going with it, then they're a much better basketball team. When they have to come in and rely on half-court offense, sometimes it doesn't work as well. And naturally, your defense leads to offense. Your defense rebounding leads to offense. And that's what you have to do.
Wimp Sanderson, our guest here on WNSP. A few years back, I used to say a lot, and I don't know if this holds true today, but I'm curious to get your thoughts, that in the SEC generally, not just as a general statement, I feel like there are athletes playing basketball, yet when you go to these mid-majors, especially around tournament time, you see basketball players. Has that ever been an accurate statement in your opinion?
I don't know. I don't really know. I think if there are good enough basketball players to play the game, that somebody in the majors will get them.
Yeah.
I think that, because, you've got to get the very best players. Sometimes you make mistakes on players, and sometimes you don't. You get players sometimes that you're kind of wondering, and you get a great play, it doesn't turn out worth a hoot. So I don't know. I think maybe if when you see girls basketball, they probably shoot the free throws better.
Yeah, definitely.
They probably do, and that because they're standing still shooting them, and you could use that assumption. And I don't know. I think there are a lot of really, really good players in mid-major basketball, no doubt about it. But in some cases, you're probably correct.
Wimp, got to ask you one final question. All right, Alabama on their schedule left. It looks tough to me. Tennessee at home, LSU at home, Kentucky, Auburn on the road, Arkansas home, Florida home, Texas A&M on the road. How many of those games do they have to win, do you think, to make sure they get into the tournament?
Four.
That'd be fair, yeah. And if they win four of those games, more credit to them.
Yeah, if they win, that's how many I would think. They might get by with three. They might go 9-9 and get in because of the non-conference schedule. It was pretty tough. Even though they lost to Arizona, that loss didn't hurt them particularly, I don't think. And they were fortunate to beat Rhode Island because Rhode Island had one of their best players not playing. But that doesn't matter. Nobody keeps up with that. So what? I would say three or four, and I think they'll win three or four of those. I think they will. They can beat Tennessee and LSU for sure at home, and I forget who the other one was. Arkansas, they beat them too. Arkansas, I don't think Arkansas deserves to go personally.
Wimp, great stuff. I'm going to assume that are you guys still trading Christmas cards with the folks over at Jocks in the round table?
Oh, yeah. Well, I am. I'm giving them Christmas cards. If they don't say what I like, I tell them. That's the one thing about radio, that you got to, they're friends of mine, but when they make mistakes, they need to know it. Because let me tell you something. Radio people think they know everything. You think you know everything. I think I know everything. And they don't know jack crap. So that's the reason I told them. And well, I think they liked it.
Hopefully you'll stay. Hey, we like it. Hopefully we'll stay in touch with you, Wimp, and get you on a lot more before the tournament. Thanks so much for taking time.